That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies, to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep, yep, and yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? What's your boys doing, man? We doing great. I'm excited. This is nostalgic for me today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Big Ja, and welcome to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, correct?
In the world. In the world, correct?
Yes, sir.
I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Big Ja is your host, and my co-host?
Space Stone Tone.
Space Stone Tone. That's an asteroid. Space Stone.
Space Stone Tone.
Yes,
there
sir.
There it is.
That's fire.
Space Tone. Space Stone Tone.
Yeah.
And we got you back, bro.
Yes, sir.
I had to get you back, man. I love your takes on these films, bro.
He's the best.
You are the best at it, bro. Amazing, dog.
Thank you, man.
My brother, Clayton Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, we are doing a movie that's very important to me as a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get your take on it today.
Mm.
As a young dude, I was so excited to see this film. I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Yes. And this movie is a superhero movie that I can relate to because the guy looks like me.
Mm.
And this is Meteor Man.
Yes.
By Robert Townsend.
Yes.
Written and directed by Robert Townsend. We're a guy who doesn't get... I don't think he gets his flowers enough.
He doesn't.
I don't think he's talked about enough.
Mm-mm.
And Robert Townsend is an amazing talent. And he is he's phenomenal, bro.
Yeah.
Meteor Man.
Meteor Man!
This movie was made 1993, starring the writer and director and the lead actor, Robert Townsend. That's a lot to do.
Yeah.
All right? Robert Townsend, Eddie Griffin as his best friend, Michael.
You got everybody.
Marla Gibbs as his mother, Maxine Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Guillaume.
Man, I love me some Robert Guillaume.
Come on, bro.
Robert Guillaume, he's a force in
nature. And he was a savage.
Yes. He's a force in nature.
And he was a savage. James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. Mm-hmm. Again, James Earl Jones.
Bro. Once again, yes, James Earl Jones. And he played such an interesting character.
Out of character.
I would have never thought.
Never.
Yeah. I would have never thought. Roy Feagan.
MVP of the unsung hero of so many, not only Robert Townsend projects,
yes,
but projects in general.
He's done.
I remember when he was on the Jamie Foxx show,
yes,
trying to sell flood puckers.
Flood pucker. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a double flood pucker with cheese.
The double flood pucker with cheese. Man.
Y'all talking about Burton?
From the Midnight Falcon.
From the Midnight Falcon, yes. Bro.
Yes. Yes, man.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle as yes. Goldilocks.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, man. I'll get to him in a minute.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle is in this film.
Yes.
Bobby McGee. I don't know if y'all remember Bobby McGee as the homeboy, Robert's homeboy in Parenthood.
Yes. That's like his cousin.
It's got to be.
Because he's been in everything.
Everything.
He's been in everything.
That's his boy. Yeah. His cousin's family, everything. Big Daddy Kane was in there, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sinbad.
Sinbad was in there.
Sinbad was in there.
Was in there.
Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross.
Did not say a word, but them eyes delivered.
He did everything you needed him for.
Hey. Yeah. He low-key was a great villain.
He was.
Like he could have played a sinister villain.
Dude, yes.
Bruh.
He did a lot. Like, and then Cosby's in there when I was saying
Bill
the word.
Bill Cosby.
No lines.
No lines.
No, come on, bro. This is crazy. Another bad creation.
ABC is in
my era of like a lot of the kids these days, if you like late 20s, early 30s. B2K was your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Was what y'all listened to. But when I was a kid, it was Another Bad Creation. The Boys. And Another Bad Creation, ABC. Mm-hmm. ABC was the name of the group. And they was the Junior Lords. This movie had everybody in it.
Yeah.
It was dope. The performances are savage.
Yes.
You know, you got Don Cheadle playing an underling soldier.
Underling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... Shout out to Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Cypress Hill.
Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature.
Right? Like.
Big Daddy Kane.
Man. Tretch pissed me off in this movie, and I'm going to tell you why. He started a trend that I started seeing a lot of, not only rappers, but a lot of performers doing. When they're in a movie or on a TV show or even on stage, they wear their hats covering their face.
Yeah. You can't see
thinking that they cool, but we can't see your face, bro. Yes. He's obviously gotten better as an actor to know that. But course. It was that pissed me off. I'm like, is that? Yeah, that's Tretch. Can't even see his face.
Yes. I feel like he got all of these people in this movie off what Five Heartbeats did.
Yes.
Right?
Because
if you look at Townsend's filmography, right?
Yes.
You know, we've got Hollywood Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Five Heartbeats.
Mm-hmm.
He does the Five Heartbeats in 91.
Mm-hmm.
The next movie that he does is Meteor Man in 93.
That's crazy.
And I think everybody loves the Five Heartbeats.
So much.
People were like, I got to be a part of your next project.
Put me in the movie, man.
I have to be a part of your next project.
Put me in the movie, man.
Let me get the movie.
I think that's why he got...
Yeah.
Because you don't get that pantheon of black performers...
Nah, bro.
You get that for A Color Purple or, you know what I mean? Like, some big epic. You don't get it for Meteor Man unless it's the strength of just how hot Robert Townsend was.
Fire.
Especially with the black community at that time.
Yeah. Come on. He was doing the Partners in Crime back then.
Yeah, Partners in Crime. Robert Townsend has always been someone, and I'm so glad that you said he doesn't get enough credit because he doesn't. Robert Townsend has always been... He was a student of Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cosby, regardless of however you feel about him, this is not that conversation. Cosby had always done things to uplift the image of black people.
Yes.
And Robert Townsend is a student of that.
Yes.
And every project he had was to uplift us. Mm-hmm. This, in my opinion, this is going to be my hot take immediately. Greatest superhero movie of the 90s and best... Black superhero until Black Panther.
Ooh.
That's a hot take.
That's a hot take. Robert Townsend for Meteor Man, what this did for you as a little boy did for me as a young man, because think about the powers.
Mm-hmm.
The superpowers he had. He had every same power of Superman except super speed. Right. And you touch a book. And you retain the information for 30 seconds.
That's fire.
That touched me as a child. I was like, oh, that would be incredible. When I'm taking tests, I could do this for school. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have you thinking about, education.
Education.
When he's telling you the things that you should be doing as far as trying to protect your community, uplift and rebuild your community, the first thing he did when he got his powers was build a garden where you could have sustainable food.
Yeah, organic food.
Organic food vegetables. For the community.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He cleaned up crack houses.
Mm-hmm. He cleaned up crack houses. He blew the crack in their face.
He blew the crack in their face. Shout out to Biz Markie.
Shout out to Biz Markie. Mm-hmm. Another artist.
Yeah.
And, bro,
Come on, man.
Suits, wore the black, Howard, I think it was Howard University. He wore the hoodies. He wore all of this stuff to promote black education.
The same thing that Bill Cosby did in the Cosby Show with Temple and other universities.
I think the only thing, and I love this movie too, and I love Robert Townsend as well. This movie was a box office flop.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right? It was a box. It did not do well. And I think as much as we love this movie, it derailed his film directing career. Right? And we didn't get a chance to get more. The budget for this movie was $20 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And it made $8 million at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Damn. And I think that kind of loss made studios go like, he's no longer the Golden Goose. Right? Like, and I think he was trending up. What I remember about this movie is that it was on cable all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was always on cable.
But also think about Five Heartbeats, also bombed.
Yep.
But Robert Townsend has always done better on, which they called it back then, on video on demand and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he was better home box office as opposed to actually in a box office because more people watched it after because the movies weren't promoted properly. And Robert Townsend, honestly, was 20 years ahead of his time.
Yes.
Because if he dropped those films, if you got a $20 million budget right now to do a superhero film about black people, it would make $1 billion the way that that should have done.
Yeah.
Mm. But in 1993, we weren't ready for that.
Yeah.
It was a black renaissance. Everybody was doing early. Black something. Yeah. So we were almost fatigued. Like, man, I see, it's normal to see black on TV. Mm-hmm. It's normal to see this. So when you see a black superhero, groundbreaking as it was, people weren't ready.
People were not ready.
No.
Right.
And you would think that with the cast that he had associated with it, even non-black people would have came out to see this movie.
Yeah.
I love this movie. It's not without its flaws.
Right. Of course. Right?
Like, you know, it got the most out of every piece of that special effects budget.
Oh my God.
Yes. Right? Like, you know, and you could see when they ran out of money.
Yeah.
Right? You could see when it was like, I need the B package.
Like, we don't have him fly around just in this room.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was flying around the room.
The room, bro.
Now, okay.
Wait, before you say it, Don Cheadle's blonde was not as blonde as everybody else's. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
You probably, hey, I'm not doing it again, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing it again.
Don Cheadle, man, one of my favorite actors, man. He doesn't get talked about enough, but he has a catalog.
He's good.
Yes, sir. But I loved him in this.
Yeah,
I loved him in this.
In his bag.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. I loved Meteor Man growing up.
Yeah.
As I watched it the second time, not the second time, probably for the 30th time.
Yeah.
As a grown man looking at what's going on, Jefferson Reed is a buster. He's a buster.
What?
He's a buster.
What?
Mm-hmm. Not Meteor Man.
Jefferson Reed.
Jefferson Reed was a buster, bro. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, man.
Quiet cat. Cowardly,
running around, running from everybody, not standing up. And the reason why I call him that, you can say, well, he was always outnumbered by the Golden Lords, and they came out the alley, out the shadows. Would his dad run?
His dad did not run.
His dad is a savage.
His dad took the L.
Dad is a savage.
And said,
I'm not running from you, man. You're a punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to take my L like a man.
In Jefferson's defense.
Mm-hmm.
His father was never confronted by also the junior and baby lords at the same time. Jefferson was approached by all three generations of the Golden Lords at once.
Right.
And he had to run, bro.
Yeah. But he didn't have to?
You're being chased by 60 people because these kids count as numbers. He jumped in the trash can and shout out to one of his former students. Didn't tell on him.
Real quick, it was a Sonny or someone was his name? But what about, this is why he's a buster, right?
Okay.
He get the class, And he, Jennifer Lewis.
Jennifer Lewis.
Shout out to Jennifer Lewis. Mm-hmm. I wish she was in. She couldn't have been more in the movie because was too savage.
Yeah, she was too savage. Oh, yeah.
She's a superhero by herself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lewis is, in fact, a superhero just alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the woman. But she is. They pull him into the office and he gets chastised for telling the boy to run.
Yeah.
The mom and dad of this little boy was like, we teach him to stand up for himself and fight if he has to. You told him to run? I was just trying to help. He's a buster.
Yeah.
He's not here running from three generations of Golden Lords. Yeah. I get it. But telling a kid to run, not stand up for himself, he just wasn't that guy. You know what I'm saying? So it's this... Even when he breaks up with a girl 4 years later,
yeah.
or 4 months later, he doesn't even want to go out.
Yeah.
Michael's like, man, let's go out, hit the club, man. Nah, I don't want to meet anybody new. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
He just was he was always late to work.
Yeah.
He just wasn't a sure guy. He wasn't the man. He became Meteor Man by accident.
Yes.
This, you know what I'm saying?
This movie. Sorry, want to finish point?
Right, yeah. One more time.
Yeah.
Captain America was a beast before he was Captain America.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He had heart. Yep. Had no size, had no strength, no speed.
Yep. Heart.
All heart.
Yep.
Before he was Captain America. That's what made him great. Mm-hmm. Not because he was a super fast and strong guy.
Right.
He had the heart of the world. He had, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that's why people love and gravitated towards Captain America. Meteor Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it 100. I love it. Black superhero. Mm-hmm. But who was, are you stripping him of that meteor if he never got hit with that meteor?
Yeah, it was Buster.
His father is the one who should have got hit with the meteor.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The thing is, and this is the problem with the director / actor.
Mm-hmm.
If Townsend had cast a different actor to play Meteor Man, I think the movie works on a whole different level.
It would have there are three choices of who could have been Jefferson. Is it Jefferson Pierce?
Reed.
Jefferson Reed. There are three choices. Top of the list, Denzel Washington, Lawrence Fishburne, and number three, I'm going to say...
Eric LaSalle.
No, sir. No, sir.
Eric LaSalle?
I'm just looking for like...
out of control.
I'm thinking...
Keenan.
I'm thinking... Yeah.
Like, no, I was going to say Mario...
Van Peebles.
Van Peebles.
Van Peebles would have been a great choice.
But I don't think he would have... Because Mario Van Peebles has always been right under that bubble to break. Like, he's never had the big box office success that his cohorts had.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Amazing director, writer, producer, actor, but he just never had that hit to catapult him into...
And I think that's why the movie suffers, because God bless his soul, Townsend isn't the best actor.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, in Five Heartbeats, you know, he's Duck, but there's some awesome performances around him that kind of like do him in. Mm-hmm. And then Hollywood Shuffle is the first joint. So, you know, nobody expects too much. But in this particular movie, it's so much about our leading man.
Yes.
That if our leading man isn't cooking with all the goods, like when he gets shot in the way he falls, and you know, and so I find myself like, is this movie, I love this movie. This movie's a comedy, right? Or is it a drama? Or is, you know, there's just so much going on with it that it's hard for me to put my finger on the thumb of like, what is this movie really?
I don't know if what's the phrase? The rewatch isn't as effective.
It still
as
makes it was. Me feel good.
It makes because of the performances. Yeah. Seeing James Earl Jones behave and perform that way, that character.
Yeah.
That young hippity hop old dude. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
That
to
was
me.
Classic.
To see him do it with the wigs and him pulling off
so many different wigs.
Yes. He said, what about this? The classic.
He was going through something.
The young girls. And so, but I think also Robert Townsend, as genius as he is, of course he's like, man, this is my movie. I'm going to be the superhero. Yes.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know what I'm saying? But is he as striking as the Eddies, even the Blair Underwoods, even the Denzels, the Keenan Ivory Wayans? Because Keenan Ivory Wayans basically
Obviously, I think Damon was too young at that time, mm-hmm. but Damon was Blank Man a couple of years later, yeah. and much funnier. I think Robert Townsend is a great talent, great producer, great director. But had he had a more engaging lead, I would never tell him not to play him. Mm-hmm. He wanted to play Jefferson Reed.
Yeah,
but like
I get it.
I disagree on the acting side. I think Robert Townsend is an incredible actor. However, like I said, Robert Townsend was 20 years ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. Follow me with this. Robert Townsend, as we said, is a student of Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. So what Bill was introducing, which is like uplift us, this man took and wanted to take the baton and keep going. And he did with the rest of his films, with the Parenthood TV show, yeah. so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Still directing incredible projects to this day.
Yes, sir.
Robert Townsend, much like actors of today, when you go see a Denzel movie, you're like, I'm going to see Denzel be Denzel. Mm-hmm. You go see a Will Smith movie, I want to see Will be Will. Mm-hmm. So on and so forth. Robert Townsend is that same thing. When I go see a Robert Townsend project, mm-hmm. I want to see Robert Townsend. I don't want to see him be someone else. So in this was Robert Townsend as a superhero. So that acting and his choices to mm-hmm. me made perfect sense. And I was like, oh, I get this. Because Robert Townsend also has this innocence about himself that you're like, oh, yeah, I believe
very innocent, yeah.
that this dude can be bullied and picked on.
Right.
But I also believe he wants more for his community, but he doesn't have a way to defend that or kind of like be boisterous about it. But if I go see a Lawrence Fishburne movie or a Sam Jackson movie, mm-hmm. I want to see them be them, but Lawrence Fishburne is a little different because in his younger years, he could adapt to being whatever the character was.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that is what a lot of Marvel characters do, is they are the character and you rarely see them as them.
It's interesting because like I look at Townsend and I look at Spike,
uh-huh.
right? Now, Spike wanted to act too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. But Spike was smart enough to always play the B role
mm-hmm.
and always cast somebody else in the A role
to make it win.
To make it win. And I feel like Townsend should have did that.
He
should have
been
well,
Michael.
Right? Like, you know, he like I think that this movie is good. Like him talking to the dog, like I don't need that. Right? Nah. Like, you know.
Needed the dog to actually just talk to him. Yeah, I didn't want to hear the barks and the voiceover.
I didn't need that.
That's where the money started running out.
I didn't need them. I noticed that. I didn't need them voguing. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
You
like,
didn't, but it was also hilarious.
It was funny. It was
the
funny.
What?
Them voguing. When they were voguing.
That was hilarious. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. Actually, I like that.
This movie is made off
of. I liked it more as a kid. But listen, yeah.
Absolutely.
This movie is made off the back of the Golden Lords.
Man.
Right?
They were like, so flushed out.
Like the first of all, the organizational.
The little kids.
The business plan. This guy's organization is tight.
Yes.
Sorry. This man has a foolproof, like multi-level marketing game.
Yes.
Right? Where you advance up the ladder.
Yes.
From the baby lords to the junior lords. To the
Goldilocks.
Golden Lord.
You know, so. Because it's so iconic mm-hmm. with the gold hair and the gold the fits, suit. That's what I remember. What I love about this movie is I love the concept of this movie.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's what it is.
I love the concept of this movie more than I think I actually... And I love the movie, too.
Me, too, yes.
But the concept is much stronger. So I still believe in the concept.
Yes.
I like the fact...
I want a remake. I want a remake.
Every time I see Robert Townsend, I say, can we please remake Meteor Man? Because what it could do now.
What it could do today.
And also, this is the world we live in. I've been trying to pitch this to him for years. You can create the society towards more than just Meteor Man mm-hmm. that gets hit by this meteor. Make it that area gets hit by the meteor and different people spawn powers and they choose to be villains and some choose to fight the good fight. Now you got an all-out really war with this.
Right.
But the one thing I didn't like about the movie is the fact that the meteor powers
wore out
the more he used them. I'm like,
Yeah.
And my other nitpick is that like how Cosby gets to like preserve his.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the big ass box
big
is like
as
long as can.
And then he just kinda like touches it with his fingers.
He just
like he gets to sip it, right? Like he gets to sip the power.
The hand sip.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I also another nitpick is why does Meteor Man need a suit? Everybody knows he's a Meteor Man.
Everybody.
He don't have no mask.
The whole
but he got a suit.
Are you ready for this? Uh-huh. Eddie Griffin taking the suit yes. and putting that green bandana yeah. over it yeah. was the best costume. Listen,
I know who it is. And he, all right, so speaking of Eddie Griffin. Mm-hmm. Eddie Griffin, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, hot take?
Yeah.
We know who Eddie, fast forward to his career.
Yeah.
Undercover and fast brother. Forward, Undercover Brother, for sure. Who would be a better meteor man? Robert Townsend, who we love, I adore you, brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Pause. Or Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. Eddie Griffin. Pause. We love Robert. That's no pause. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Eddie Griffin, though.
As Meteor Man, what he can do with that character.
Funny. It would have been funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. Or or Meteor Man as Tommy Davidson.
Mm-hmm. No.
What do you mean?
Tommy Davidson would have been too. Tommy yeah. can't turn it off.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched an interview with Tommy Davidson?
No. No. Hold on. We watch Woo. Mm-hmm. Watch Strictly Business. He can turn it off for sure.
I said turn it off.
Off. I said off.
You looking me in my eyes right now.
Robert Townsend, yes. He and can you're play the straight telling man. Me he played the straight man in two movies.
That Tommy Davidson can play the straight man.
Watch Woo.
I've been regretting it since.
Why? Woo, Booty Call.
He's a jitterbug.
Booty Call was great. He's a jitterbug.
No, he's not. Wait. Oh, okay. You're entitled to your opinion, for sure.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. My job, bro.
Watch.
When you get overloaded with information. Yeah.
Listen, are you sending me? He plays a school teacher, a substitute school teacher, all right? Mm-hmm. The same guy that played in Woo or Booty Call. That guy is a regular dude. He's not high strung. He's not funny. Mm-hmm. He's not sporadic. But when he turns into Meteor Man, yes. Yeah.
Tommy couldn't do it, man.
I promise you he could.
Tommy can't stay still. Tommy can't turn it off.
So how was he staying still in Booty Call? And then Woo.
In Booty Call, if you go back and watch it, I'm so glad you used that example. Love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jamie is the one that's turning up.
All the
but
time.
Every time that they're in a scene together, Tommy is trying to out-funny him with the straight man role. Watch 20 minutes of it tonight. Tell me I'm wrong.
Call you. Mm-hmm.
And after you do, I will make a video and say, you're absolutely right. I'm wrong. Because I promise you're going to notice it now.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right.
You know who I think is this is a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a bit of a reach. Cast Kid. From Kid and Play.
Ooh. As Meteor Man. At that time?
No, that's the same guy.
No.
Nah.
No.
Kid would have been better.
Nah.
What? I'm telling you.
The humility, the boyish charm. Mm-hmm. He also could easily play the, we about to beat this dude up.
Yeah.
But he could also he be heroic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would have been interesting.
An interesting take,
and
right?
And he was fire.
I don't see him being heroic. Not Kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah.
No.
House Party 2. He was heroic.
I think like
when he punched, when he punched the bully trying to get at his girl. Mm-hmm. Come on, man!
No.
That was heroic.
That's him defending himself.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's not. He's never
fine
been.
Line.
He's not. No, he's not the tough guy.
I don't
believe him as a superhero.
What is this movie?
And I think that's what it is when it comes.
I don't believe in Townsend as a superhero.
That's where we are.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. Like even in Eddie Griffin's Eddie Griffin can whoop ass. He's athletic. He's bright. He can do backflips and shit like that and kicks. And I can see him playing the silly ass, dope ass, funny.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing: there's too many things. There was opportunities where in Meteor Man, Robert Townsend, as funny as he is as a writer, he wasn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't funny outside of the Vogan. Like when he's on
Townsend. You said Townsend wasn't funny.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Give me two.
When he's running and he flies up onto the post.
Yeah,
there's no dialogue. There's mm-hmm. nothing he's saying at all.
Yeah.
And when he's up there, you think Martin's not gonna say nothing? You think Eddie Griffin's not gonna say mm-hmm. anything as a funny? Oh,
are you talking about when he gets caught?
No. He's on top of the
right. I'm talking about when the woman he's looking
before he says anything like, "Oh shit! Oh no! Oh damn! What the hell?" But then he says,
"Okay."
And then even when the guy sees him, man, I'm out of peeping time. Everything is still just very basic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny. It's not no funny faces. Martin can be funny without even saying anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Townsend's not that.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I feel like. No. As a 13-year-old, I didn't need that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I love the
film. That you picked that scene because when I watched it again and I saw him go through that, first of all, him flying to that pole in my mind as a kid looked way cooler. Better than yeah. it did last night.
Yeah.
But watching him do it, I understand the times of CGI and special effects. But when he got to the top of the pole, and he's like, and then the woman was like, and he's like, like that reaction to me was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it was like he wasn't going over the top and he was being subtle with it to the character of Jefferson Reed.
Yeah. I mean, in my perfect world, you cast Kid as Jefferson Reed.
Uh-huh.
You
no
cast
way.
Play in the Roy Feagan role.
Oh, no, they both can't be in it.
Yeah.
You out of control.
And it becomes a class act.
Yeah, here's the thing.
It's in a
here's
class thing. Act.
Speaking of Roy Feagan, there was times where, as a kid, I had my critique wouldn't have been this strong.
Yeah.
But, like, he did a good villain. I said, oh, he did a couple of good things as a villain. I said, oh, mm-hmm. yeah. But I almost would have, but he wasn't a good villain because it was everything, even the bad guys in this movie was very soft.
Yeah.
Like, the hardest dude in the movie is Don Cheadle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe his gangster.
He's the realest
one. He should have been the Golden Lord. He should have been Simon.
I can see
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm afraid
100%.
Of him. Yeah. I'm here, real street dude. I mean, it turned his car back around, man.
Well, not only just that, it was the reason you're saying him and the reason I agree with this is because when the father stood up to the Golden Lords, he was standing up to Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
When when Robert Thompson first threw those guys off, mm-hmm. that was Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Simon wasn't there for that. So that's why it's like we had more of an investment in Don Cheadle's Goldilocks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then even when Don Cheadle had to say, I mean, that's what happened, bro. He blah, 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 blah. He bulletproof.
Yeah.
Enough, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But when Simon, the Golden Lord,
mm-hmm.
is talking to the boss, the white dude, he's
subservient.
Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't like that. So I'm saying, it was just too soft for the villain. These are the bad guys that you can't overcome. Too soft. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Too silly. But, and it just, even the superhero wasn't.
Yeah. When Meteor Man shows up with the inexplicable fighting on the same side, Bloods and Crips gang.
I was like, bro, as a kid, I didn't care.
Yeah, but as
I was like, bro, it seemed very out of touch, almost like a white person that casted this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And to where a white person even wrote it. I know he's not white. I know, but having the Bloods and Crips there, they should have been the villains, first of all.
Yeah.
Instead of the Golden Lords.
And we don't have Bloods and Crips in DC, bro. What are we doing?
Yeah.
That's just out of touch. You know what I'm saying?
Bloods and Crips fighting on the same side.
Yes.
Against the police.
Right.
In like Gettysburg proximity. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like they're that close.
That's some, yeah.
yeah
so,
and then Meteor Man's, you know, put down your gun. You know what I mean? Like the whole thing was melodramatic and unrealistic.
But again, we're talking about 1993.
Yeah.
At this time this movie came out, all of these tropes and things
were
normal and they were celebrated mm-hmm. and continued for the next 4 years.
This is, you're not lying.
Because Batman Forever and Batman Robin came out in that same time
space. You're not lying.
So what he did then was fine for the times. It's just as far as talking about 30 years later, it doesn't hold up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It didn't age well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like I don't know why. Like, we don't need Cosby's character. Right. Like we don't.
That was homage right there.
Yeah,
that was definitely.
Yeah. You know, he's showing love. Cosby doesn't speak.
Unless Cosby was his dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I mean, you talking about don't need him in the movie.
On some Quick and Sugar mm-hmm. Ray's and Harlem Nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we didn't need Cosby. Yeah. That was homage.
I think
even Robert Guillaume played great.
Robert Guillaume, was the greatest I'd seen him. Oh, yeah.
He's
incredible.
He does subtle stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He does subtle stuff. But I think I'm still in love with the concept of this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
of course. Right?
Of course.
Like, you know, and it is still required watching.
Yes.
You know, by far.
Uh-huh.
But it has aged. It's looking at the date on the carton and going like pretty close, like, you know, like still not expired,
mm-hmm.
but just like, I'm going to choose to continue to love this movie because aside from Golden Lords, Goldilocks, and the nostalgia of it all, I tell you this much,
mm-hmm.
Out of his three films, it's the one that has aged the worst.
Yes.
Right? Like Five Heartbeats is still a
classic.
Certified watch.
It was
watch.
Shot as a period piece too.
Yeah.
Though.
Certified mm-hmm. watch. Hollywood Shuffle.
Yes.
Is still
yes.
watchable.
Very uh-huh. much watchable. This Dude, is the one the movie yeah. that is just kind of like I find myself looking like, okay, what's the central theme of the movie? It doesn't have a theme.
Community.
Community. Yeah, believe yes, in yes. community.
Yeah.
You know, community kind of shits on him. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
you know,
I like, will say that too.
Does him wrong. Like,
y'all don't deserve whack. Him.
Yeah.
They didn't deserve
y'all don't deserve a Meteor Man.
After all the good he'd done for them to say, well, if look, you know, we can make a deal with the
if we
with
get
the
rid
gang.
Of Meteor Man and then make a deal.
We agree
but that's just fear.
Yeah.
That showed a spotlight. I'm sorry. That showed a reflection on how we are as a black community.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, oh, we're going to celebrate you on your way up. Are you taking care of us? You helping us? Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate you. Whatever you need, brother. We yeah. got some other cities with family members that need
yeah.
your help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the moment that things start to get bad, wow. we turn on each other. It's like looking at the Jonathan Majors fiasco mm-hmm. from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. We're so quick to turn on you after we see some information that might not be what we like it to be.
Yep.
And then afterwards, we'll never apologize after we found out it wasn't true. So it's like,
I'm
that's
not
going to
apologize because I didn't turn my back on him. You still was the homie.
Still was the homie.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Had I, you know what I'm saying? Had I turned my back, bro, you know what? I was one of the doubters. I was yep. one of the guys that see a nigga give a nigga some money and this, mm-hmm. see what he do. Nah, I wasn't that guy. I was like, nah, I don't believe that.
That's mm-hmm. how we are as a community.
Yeah, true,
and
true,
that
true.
Showed a reflection in that movie. That hurt my heart. So I will respectfully disagree and say the only thing that doesn't hold up are the special effects.
Yeah.
Because if you shot that exact movie today, that exact movie mm-hmm. today, it would make $1 billion.
Here's the thing.
Black
bro.
People are now, more awake. Yeah. We're readier. We're more ready for it. And we're welcoming it. We're craving
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like the script needs to be punched up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think you could totally do Meteor Man with Marvel budget.
Absolutely.
And it's probably to what you said earlier. I think Meteor Man is probably more accessible than even Black Panther.
Yeah.
Than even T'Challa.
More accessible. Accessible.
What I mean by that is that Black Panther in and of itself can be polarizing.
Right.
Right? Because Black Panther is exotic, you know, doesn't come from America.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, we hopped on board because it was the biggest and best thing that we could do.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you do a superhero story that's rooted in the communities that we come from,
mm-hmm.
I think you have a much better chance of being impactful. You know, like, give me a, you know, I'll give you a case in point. It's why Miles Morales has so much success as a
come
character
on,
right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because he comes from Harlem, you know what I mean? Mixed parents.
Yep.
You know, it's why Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse mm-hmm. are so amazing is because the story is very much about a kid from around the way.
Yep. Right.
Right.
I love that.
You
part
do that with Meteor Man, I think you're going to have a big impact.
But here's the thing. I think you got to change Meteor Man, bro. I think, and one, I've met him a couple times, but never in this light, in this setting. Mm-hmm. But like, I think he did a great job. For he wrote a movie, mm-hmm. produced it, directed it, and starred in it. That was at the time.
Yeah.
I feel like looking back at it now, like, damn, he should have got somebody else. I say this. He's not the best superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Because Blade is the 90s.
Yeah. No, but Blade, and I knew you were going to say that.
And even
Blade
before
was
that,
end of the 90s.
98, true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 years later, whole half a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next year, 94, Blank Man.
No, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's better? What's funnier?
Don't you do that. Don't you do that. What's funnier? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't base Meteor Man on comedy.
You
I'm
didn't?
Basing it on just superhero. That's yeah. how I started my argument. Blank Man, even Damon Wayans would say, I should have did Handicapped Man at the time because mm-hmm. he couldn't do it now. Blank Man, we thought was going to be superhero-ish,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't.
He wasn't a superhero. And he didn't have no powers, he had nothing.
We didn't know that going into the yeah. movie that night.
Blank Man was Batman.
Exactly.
Right.
That's my exactly. Yeah. So Meteor Man is Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a good crossover, by the way.
Yeah. So, but like,
even then, if you, I'm just saying funnier. Mm-hmm. I was saying he was, I started off my last topic, my last take on mm-hmm. Robert wasn't funny enough.
You, I'm not going to deny
that. Jefferson Reed wasn't funny enough, but had Damon Wayans played Jefferson Reed, mm-hmm. it would have been a funnier yeah. blank man.
Yeah. This is the disconnect. You've been completely right about upholding your argument about funny, and I've only been talking about the superhero aspect. So we've been having a similar but very different conversation. If we're talking just comedy, absolutely, Damon Wayans is mm-hmm. funny.
I'm talking about the movie in general.
The movie itself, Blank Man, is hilarious. If I'm looking for just comedy, Meteor Man is not hilarious. But I'm right. looking at it because I put it in the same pot as Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Yeah. How?
As
Why?
Far as superhero movies.
It's a comedy.
No. That's I looked at it like a superhero movie.
Did you really?
Yes, because all of the powers. I never was looking at it as a
he's
comedy.
He's a superhero, but it's like a superhero spoof. Like he's like yeah. he's like a Spider-Man gets bit by a spider and he becomes a Spider-Man. He right. gets hit by a meteor, he becomes a meteor mm-hmm. man, but it's funnier.
I hear you, but I'm telling you, watching it even as a kid and yesterday, I never watched it from, ooh, I'm about to laugh eyes, like spoof-wise.
Really?
I only looked at it like this is a superhero.
Then why, the whole fact, James Earl Jones with the hair that and the hilarious. Wigs and yeah. the...
That's a random hilarious. Character, though. That's very funny.
I'm saying, even Eddie Griffin is Eddie a comedian. Is like, funny. He's there because he's supposed to be... It's a comedy.
But he wasn't as funny as we've seen him be in other films, if I'm looking for
he
just
was only
comedy.
In three scenes.
What's interesting Four is, scenes. Is that you could tell... You could tell what Townsend thought was funny.
Right.
Especially when he wasn't working with Keenan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Townsend thinks him talking to the dog is funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in his mind,
it's a
he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
In Townsend's,
it's a superhero. It's
in
both.
Townsend's yeah. mind, he thinks that him looking at the people in the underwear is funny.
Why you can't see past their panties?
Right. Like, you know. Like,
because this is a family movie. Yeah.
Right. I understand what was...
But
yeah.
these, but you could these
he
are
should have blurted it out. He
these are the
out.
Things that Townsend thinks are funny,
right?
That like don't really kind of like translate
as
all
a kid.
That well,
seeing,
as a kid, it's
seeing
great.
People in panties and underwear, like
bloomers,
mm-hmm. bloomers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but real quick, small shit.
Mm-hmm.
He had his. Remember, he had his bass
yeah.
and his car radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he jogged down the street and went yeah. in his car and he put the car radio down. And never put it inside the car. Never put it inside the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see his car get broken into, all the shit is ripped out.
Yeah. Yeah. I never noticed
yeah.
that.
Also, when he comes home after getting shot up, he comes to his dad's house. Mm-hmm. His dad has a crutch. And he walks fast as hell to open the door for him. What's yeah. up, man? What happened to you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, they did this to me. And, oh, man, come here. We got a suit for you. And he shows his son the suit that his wife made.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks over there. The next scene, he's at the county meeting in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, man.
And that's nitpick.
You
that's
are nitpick. Such a filmmaker.
That's nitpick. And it doesn't take away from the movie. I promise it doesn't. It does not.
My last okay. little nitpick before we're going to do lightning round awards,
because yeah.
we pressed on time, is why didn't Meteor Man just go directly to the Golden Lord's headquarters and just wreck shop? Like what takes them so long? You know what I mean? Like these guys are obviously... the most pressing threat
to
your community.
Right.
Right? Like, why don't you just go round them all up?
Yeah.
It'll take less than half an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To do it. Why do they get to the link? I know it's a movie and it has to, you know, take time. But I remember thinking, like, he sure is doing a whole lot of shit besides fucking up the Goldilocks.
Speaking of the fucking up the Goldilocks.
Yeah.
He ain't doing no fucking.
Yeah, none.
He tried to crack at a chick at one of the teachers who I thought was going to be the love interest.
Yeah,
and Sinbad snatched
her. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Why not go back and get the Lila Rashawn nurse chick?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And she got like top billing when the credits were coming on. Yeah. Lila yeah. Rashawn. I was like, oh, great. She yeah. was only in that one scene.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, you got to have, yeah.
You got to do it. All right, lightning round.
Mm-hmm.
Literally lightning round.
Uh-huh.
MVP. Who's the MVP of...
MVP of the movie is the dog.
The dog?
The dog is the MVP of the movie.
Yeah, he does the most important shit. Yeah.
He hides him. He also tries to wake him up. Mm-hmm. He also, at the end of the movie, he's the one that brought the anger out of Meteor Man to get up and mm-hmm. fight more because mm-hmm. his life was on the line.
Yeah.
That was the motivation. Yeah.
For me, it's Goldilocks. Right? Ooh. Like, you know, because of his real gangster without him, the yeah. shit is just very cartoonish.
Yeah.
Right? It's very Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
But he's the one that brings
he
the...
He grounds it.
He grounds it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the biggest villain. Even the white guy that was like, what?
Yeah.
He wasn't... I wasn't scared of him.
Yeah, he's just a yeller.
Just a yeller.
These Who's guys your MVP?
My MVP is...
Goldilocks and or I was gonna say Bill Cosby, but not really.
Robert, how do you say his last name?
Robert Guillaume.
Robert Guillaume.
Yeah. It's either Robert Guillaume, because he stood up to Goldilocks.
He did.
He stood up to everybody. Best actor. He actually got beat. In order for him to get folded and put in the wheelchair, Tiny Lister had to do it.
Big LVP.
Man. LVP. LVP is probably what's his name? Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin was not used well. He was not used well at all.
He wasn't utilized at all. No.
Eddie Griffin could have been. He could have been anybody.
I'm going, Tiny Lister.
No, sir.
Huh? You know, he's to be that big. You know, and to just basically be, just you know, invalidated, sidelined for the entire movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, he's big.
Rubbing his cash.
Yeah, there could have been something like without him breaking his arms. There could have been a way for him to still kind of do that, but it's just like you take your most valuable piece and put him on the sideline for the entire movie.
Yeah.
LVP. It's got to be one of those kids because there were two kids.
One of the half of the Golden Lords didn't talk.
Yeah,
and I noticed a recurring thing because I had done this, but one of the kids who there was one kid who opened the garbage can and saw him and stalled him out. And there was the other kid
that just pointed at him.
That just
in the office. That is, you know, he was, that lets you know he was most. He was a buster. The kid was like,
yeah.
He didn't even have no lines. I say, give him a line or something.
It's got to be one of those kids that I feel is the LVP because that job could have been done by one of those kids, not both.
I hate that we have to pull the cord on it because there's still so much to talk about.
So much to talk about.
But Hidden Gem, my man John Witherspoon. Ooh, pretended to be Meteor Man.
Pretending.
That was the fucking funniest part of the movie.
Let me make sure I said.
Yes, that was the funniest part of the movie. Okay, let's give some fists.
Fists, yep.
On a scale of five fists to one, how do you rank Meteor Man?
Brother Thomas, excuse me.
This is what I was, the only thought that I didn't get a chance to say. Was Cosby wasn't gonna volunteer the rest of that meteor?
Yeah.
It had to be knocked out of
him. He had to be knocked out of that, bro.
He watched the whole city go to shit.
That is so funny.
And wasn't gonna do nothing about it. But watch.
That is so funny.
It's real.
He was like, listen.
He supposed to be like, here.
Mm-hmm. It got knocked out. He's like, sorry. What's the question again? I'm gonna say it fast.
Your rating.
Oh,
your
rating.
But hold on. Yeah. But you're 100% right. That's hilarious. That motherfucker Cosby was like, this shit gonna last me the rest of my life.
I'm gonna start doing this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He said, I use just enough of this to get the streets clean.
Right. That's enough.
Yeah, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it 4 fists, mm-hmm, only because the thing that I'm missing were more things happening, more actual battles, because he only fought someone one time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
For me, it's a 4. This is a mainstay. Like, there are some 4s that are 100% on the syllabus required watching. Mm-hmm. This is one of those movies just because it is so important to the culture.
Yeah.
It has so many different people in it. It's aged interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little clumsier now.
It is.
But it's still Meteor Man. And Meteor Man is still on those lists of movies you absolutely have to see.
Depending on the budget, his budget was much bigger, I'm sure, than I Want to Get You Sucker. It's a 3 for me, brother.
Yeah.
It's a 3. You know what I'm saying? I Want to Get You Sucker was 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Much funnier. No superhero shit.
Aged better.
Aged better for sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't a love interest.
Mm-hmm.
Him winning.
Need that love interest.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if we're just talking about the storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wish he was tougher without the powers.
Yeah.
He was a man of principle, and then he just didn't have the powers. He was outnumbered. Yeah. Then he got some powers, and the powers came along with the strong will that he already had. Yeah. He didn't have no strong will.
His suits had no swag.
Yeah, it was just like,
it's just like, yeah. You know.
So
the gray one, I looked that up online after the movie was over. I was like, 1900.
Oh, you talking about his suit?
His working suits.
The superhero suit was dope. Like his superhero was dope.
Yeah.
Him and I having no mask is crazy.
That's why he didn't get no ass because he can't dress.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no,
he was fly for that one scene, the scene where they surprised him. Whatever, yeah. Like, yes. Come in here and he looked. I was like, it's smooth, but everything else.
His street clothes was better than his work clothes.
Hilarious.
Very suit-ish.
So that's it. That's
man,
it.
Yeah. Media man, I love you.
Love you.
I got to give you my honest critique, though. Yeah. And I love Robert Townsend. I'm glad he made it.
Love
Robert
Townsend.
To see it. I would love to see a remake. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I would love to play Tiny Zeus Lister's.
No, you got to play Goldilocks.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Would you
play Simon?
Of course. Of course.
But would you play Simon the way the real... Would you play Simon Goldilocks on steroids, Simon?
I think I would do it just as playing a dope.
I
want to
meet with all the world leaders.
Yes. Right. And there's no Bloods and Crips.
Yeah.
Unless you're in LA.
Yeah, because you're in D.C. It shouldn't even... Just stick with
even even the other cities that have Bloods and Crips, no other city where the Bloods and Crips are the top street gang.
I can see them that, like, listen, and then... All the Bloods and Crips are on the roof.
That's what I'm saying.
And
like
those blood crip, they all stand up like dominoes falling.
Yeah,
pulling their cats out.
I can't ride with that. Yeah, like, bro, no way.
I could believe it if you had all of the Bloods and all of the Crips, but not one by one.
Shooting each other.
Yeah.
The Golden Lord should have been. Just,
it would have been too much trouble trying to coordinate all of that.
Yeah,
right. Right. Yeah, man. Dang.
That's it. That's it, man.
I love it. I love it.
Media man!
The Vogue scene stays. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know what I'm saying? We out of here, man. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We had to do it quickly today. But check this out. What do you think? Who do you think would play a stronger Jefferson Reed? Not taking nothing away from my boy, the good man, Robert Townsend. Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
But like, who do you guys think? You know what I'm saying? I believe he could. I believe Tommy Davidson could have. He's a small guy, but that still can work. The small guy fighting mighty. He's for sure. You're tripping. You know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. But anyhow, love y'all, man. Catch us next time on Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, correct?
Yes, indeed. I'm your host, Big Ja, along with
Space Stone Tucker.
Sorry, Chris Tucker was also in the movie. He did a voice.
Yes,
and he could have played Jefferson Reed.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I'm out.
Yep.
Over Tommy Davis.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that too.
All right, okay.
Yep. Tommy, I can pick 10 other guys that I would put over Tommy Davidson.
Yeah,
I just use him for. I was thinking about Eddie Griffin. That's it. Eddie Griffin is.
He would have been good.
Him and Eddie Griffin are very similar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But boom, here we are. We catch y'all next time, man. Be good or be good at it. Peace. To the max. Clayton Thomas, the man. Mm-hmm. He'll be back again because we got some more movies to do.
We got to talk.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.
Blackbusters.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother Chad. Ah shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot. Get fast and free shipping at Amazon.